EOR status was initially subdivided by just simple positive and negative, then went on to further subclassify EOR positive into high EOR expression and low EOR expression. This was advised by our resident pathologist, and 70% was a kind of very arbitrarily according to an ALRID score of about 6. We subjected the data to Kaplan-Meier survival analysis and also time-dependent Cox regression analysis. Now, time-dependent Cox regression analysis looks at recurrence risk over two or three different periods and compares the hazard rate within a subgroup and see if that changes over the two different periods. So if the hazard rate changes significantly, then obviously the prognostic factor is time-dependent. And we also produced hazard plots using the Epanechnikov smoothing function. So